Maine's lobster harvest dropped more than 15% last year, according to data just released by the State Department of Marine Resources. But even if the haul was down, as Fred Bever tells us, it's still the sixth highest on record.
Lobstermen knew from early last year that the catch would probably fall off from 2016, when they brought in a record 131 million pounds of the valuable crustacean.
My July was pretty much non-existent.
Kurt Brown fishes lobster out of Portland, and he works as a biologist for Ready Seafood, one of the state's largest lobster dealers.
And it was just a waiting game, slowly trickling out, and so the rest of the year, the rest of the year was decent. It certainly wasn't a banner year.
It wasn't exactly a bad year, either. Overall, the state's lobstermen landed more than 110 million pounds of lobster, the sixth most on record. And at an average $3.91 a pound at the dock, they earned a total of more than $450 million, the fourth highest ever. But it was the smallest haul seen since 2011, and no one in the industry says the recent boom can last forever. Scientists say their models show decline will be inevitable, as the Gulf of Maine's waters continue to warm past what recently has been an optimal range for lobster productivity. Recent science also shows that Maine lobstermen's long-established practices for protecting fertile females add resilience to the population here. Department of Marine Resources Commissioner Patrick Kelleher says decline will come and good management will slow its progress. But he does not believe a downward trend is establishing itself now.
I don't think anything's going on with the resource. Not yet. There's no trend showing. We've been 7 years over 100 million pounds of landings here in the state of Maine. We were down 16% versus last year. But if you compare it to the 4 or 5 years previous, we're down, but not a tremendous amount.
Kelleher says the landings were strongest down east, where water temperatures, for the most part, are coldest. Not that there aren't some anomalies, with fishermen in the state's westernmost quadrant still landing near record hauls, he says, but perhaps by spending more time at sea than they used to. Kelleher adds the fishery appears to be headed farther away from the coastline.
There's certainly a spatial change in the fishery from inshore to offshore. We see it. You see the gear offshore. Marine Patrol is certainly spending much more time offshore than they are inshore. So those are things that we know are happening.
And while the fleet may be moving offshore, there's an open question about whether juvenile lobster may be as well. Data collected by Kelleher's agency show that the number of juveniles settling inshore has been waning in recent years, even while egg-bearing adult females remain abundant. One theory is that more juveniles are settling in deeper, colder waters, and a 2-year-old project to try to document that is entering its third year. Lead scientist Richard Wally of the Darling Marine Center in South Bristol says last year's decline in mature lobsters landed correlates with a drop in inshore juvenile settlers that began in 2009. That trend continues, he says, and could presage another decline in the mature lobster harvest this year.
There's still some uncertainty about how this will play out. We're not looking at catastrophic declines. Those are not in the forecast, but they are nonetheless significant and should give the industry pause about their future.
The state is releasing landings data for some 21 commercially harvested marine species. One bright spot, the scallop fishery, which after severe depletion through the early 2000s, bounced back last year to levels not seen in more than two decades, almost 800,000 pounds harvested. DMR Commissioner Kelleher credits that result to what he calls micromanagement by his agency and the Maine-based fleet of scallop day boats. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.